As you wrote in your article, the Vermont nursing homes the company is looking to purchase are rated at various quality levels. Some of the homes are not rated very highly. Does Genesis Healthcare say anything about purchasing those lower rated homes to improve their quality?
I have not found the part of their 1,500-page filing yet that addresses that. I would assume that that would be an issue that would come up before the Green Mountain Care Board when they get to this, which may be some time. They have 90 days to respond to the filing and then can extend that time as well.
Well, one of the things that people are concerned about with this potential deal is that the Justice Department is currently looking into some things regarding Genesis. What is the Justice Department looking into here?
It's a big, big company, 500 different properties around the country. There's a number of investigations, according to Genesis. The Justice Department won't comment. They have to do with a case in which Genesis settled a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit in California, and that dealt with accusations of staffing violations. There was also a case in Nevada concerning a hospice operation, which the Justice Department is investigating. They were accused of basically fabricating some diagnoses in the hospice operation and defrauding Medicare. And then there are some other similar issues nationally around Medicare billing.
Well, those seem like some pretty bright red flags, if you will. And as you write, the Green Mountain Care Board is going to have the final say on whether this purchase can go through. But all those things you just listed, wouldn't that give real pause for the Green Mountain Care Board?
They have not yet weighed in, and they're still considering the application. Perhaps it's worth noting that Genesis already has four nursing homes in Vermont. They are already the largest nursing home operator in New Hampshire. They are a vast operation and with a range of quality and a range of issues. So perhaps a way to look at the upcoming review process by the Green Mountain Care Board is that it would be surprising if a large corporation had no such issues. Perhaps think of it in the analogy of a job interview. The state would look at this as, you know, there not being any perfect job candidates and try to find a way to appropriately weigh the flaws and the strengths of this company. And of course, the current owner also has had some issues around quality in these state nursing homes, including one that's on a Medicare watch list for protracted problems. So there's not a perfect solution. The state doesn't run nursing homes. Mostly for-profit companies and nonprofit entities are what are out there to provide what's a very important and critical part of the safety net, healthcare safety net for all of us Vermonters.
Well, Vermont has a real aging population. This has been an issue with the state for a long time. Is the current infrastructure in Vermont prepared to handle the influx here and you know, ready to handle this potential deal?
That will be a big question. That is a big question before the state. As part of the deal, I should mention, it's a $38 million deal. That's the value that the company places on the Vermont homes. Genesis says it will take 50 of the nursing home beds that it's acquiring out of service. They're acquiring about 580 beds, and they'll take about 50 out of service. Increase the supply of private beds. This will continue a trend that's been going on in the state for the past decade of a gradual shrinking in the number of nursing home beds. That's not necessarily a reason for concern. It's a flag, an orange flag, yellow flag, that this is a complicated issue.
It is complicated. It would seem on the face of it, though, that, you know, taking away 50 beds for a population, a very large aging population, would automatically be a bad thing.
Well, that's an illustration. A lot depends on context. The context here is the state is trying to encourage providers and use the Medicaid program to encourage providers to offer more long-term care in the communities, in people's homes, and to redirect the flow of the $180 million a year that the state spends to support long-term care.
What is the time frame for a decision? When will the Green Mountain Care Board start looking into this and asking questions?
Well, interestingly, the company said that they expect to conclude this entire transaction, including the Vermont nursing homes, by New Year's Eve. the Green Mountain Care Board doesn't seem to be on track to have given the green light anytime within that time frame. And they can also stop the clock at different points if they have questions, and they do have questions, and so they will be stopping the clock at some point soon.
Rick Juergens is a reporter for the Valley News. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for your interest.